Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Dutch-led panel releases its findings. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last year finds the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch officials announced their findings Tuesday, with a partially reconstructed portion of the plane looming in the background. Here is Dutch Safety Board Chairman Jibbe Joustra.
The calculations demonstrate that the missile was launched from a 320 square kilometer area in the eastern part of Ukraine.
Joustra said the plane was hit on the left side by shrapnel from the detonation of a missile fired from the ground. He said the plane broke up immediately while still in the air. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear agreement with a group of other nations. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161 for and 59 against, with 13 abstaining. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The findings are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde. They say the vote should be annulled. Militants fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus on Tuesday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the attack an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against the Islamic State group. The two rockets struck the embassy compound Tuesday as hundreds of people rallied outside in support of Russia's two-week-old military campaign in Syria. There was no immediate report of casualties. This is VOA News.